Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Hope you guys had a blessed week. We are excited. A lot of great things are happening. The patriots are waking up and they're formulating unity. And this is an amazing time to be alive. What a time to be alive. To be surrounded by the remnant, other believers who can discern the times that we are in and are digging deep. They're digging deep into the Word, into Scripture. They're investing in relationships. They're buying ammo. They are paying attention to what's going on. And there are some patriotic people that are becoming patriots. And by that, I mean they're actually actively getting engaged. The insanity that is just sweeping across our nation, around the globe. This is global. This is not just our country. This is global. A concerted effort to usher in globalism, to displace God and the rule of law and republicanism, federalism, the U.S. Constitution, and ultimately... Well, ultimately, Christ is what they want to dethrone. That was Karl Marx's goal that he established. Dethrone God and destroy capitalism. So that's what we're seeing sweeping across the globe right now. The final, all of the pieces that they've been working for decades to put in place, now they're running all the way. But not everyone wants to participate. At least... not to cooperate, right? So we're going to talk about a few things today along the lines of what we're seeing in the headlines. Kind of share some of my own observations. And I want to share a letter, an open letter that was written by a Christian pastor, a Black Robe Regiment pastor from North Idaho. And he's also a county commissioner. Great man of God and a patriot. That's the type of patriot that you would read about from our founding fathers, which I'm going to share with you in this letter that he sent to the governor. And that's what we want to do here. I mean, the governor of Idaho. And this is what we want to do here at the Voice of the American Redoubt, is advance the cause of freedom, the spirit of liberty, to point out the lies, speak the truth, encourage and edify the believers, motivate you to action, hopefully, so you're not sitting by just as a spectator, but actually to get involved with preserving our heritage, our faith, our values. That's what we want to do here, to preserve liberty. Because 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So that's what we want to do here this morning on KTW. If you're listening on the AM dial, 6:30 a.m. or 96.5 FM. And God bless you guys out there in the live streaming listening audience, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. Have hope and be encouraged. Despite what the headlines are saying. And here's a headline. Beijing, I love how the libertydaily.com writes their headlines because it's how I would say it. Beijing Biden says he'd force all Americans to wear Chi-Com masks if elected. If he's elected. He has all kinds of aspirations for being elected. I saw a video of him giving a speech. I saw the video and it looked like a Biden sitting on the park bench like Forrest Gump. And then so I clicked on it and it's actually he's giving a speech. He's got this mask on, this ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous mask pulled down, you know, under his chin so he can talk. So he's acting like he's wearing this Chi-Com mask, which does no good. I mean, these one study after another shows that these things are ineffective, actually having adverse effects. If you're sick, stay home. If you're so sick that you have to wear a mask so you don't spew on everyone else, stay home. The rest of us are healthy. So Beijing Biden says he'd force all Americans to wear a Chi-Com mask if elected. And what's interesting is that they're saying, Biden's numbers are up in polls against Trump. If the election were held today, he's up 14 points, 12 points, 11 points. He's going to beat him. This is really great. Rush Limbaugh, on his show, he pointed out that on this date, well, on yesterday's June 26th, when I pulled this up, on this date, June 26th, in 2016, ABC and Washington Post polls had Hillary up 12 points too. Now, didn't it? Well, God had a different idea as far as who would be leading this country going into this season. I thank the Lord. I cannot even imagine, no matter what you think about Trump, he's arrogant, he's loud, boisterous, he's like a bull in a china shop. Yeah, well, so was Winston Churchill, and he was just the right man at the right time, at the right place. And England and probably the rest of the world was free because of it. So we have someone like that in office right now, and there is nobody else. I can think of nobody else with the fortitude to stand against the vicious assault one after another than the person that God put into the Oval Office for this season right here. But on this date in 26 June, the Washington polls had Hillary up 12 points. And it reminds me of the elections of just a couple of years ago in Australia. They had this conservative that was running for office, and all of the polls, all of the leftist-leaning fake news polls that we have no faith in anymore, all projected the leftist, globalist, Marxist type of flavor of candidate, had that conservative candidate beat. All of the polls said the same thing, and he beat the leftist, the conservative one. And their heads just popped, just like they did when President Trump won the election. So it doesn't matter what the polls say. We know their aspirations. If Joe Biden were ever, God forbid, become president of this nation, this wonderful, great nation, I think we know what we're in for. Here's a small taste of the implementation of what he's aspiring to do if he becomes president. In Washington State, a statewide order just went into effect yesterday, making masks mandatory. This took effect yesterday. Now, let me just back up. Make sure you didn't miss this. If you were daydreaming, staring out the window while you're driving, listening to whatever, pay attention. The governor of Washington State yesterday unilaterally implemented a policy making it a misdemeanor for you not to have a mask out in public anywhere in Washington State now, with a few exceptions. Like if you're jogging by yourself out on a trail in the wilderness, then you don't have to have one on. Or if you're riding in a car with somebody from a member of your family, you don't have to have one on. There are a few exceptions. But otherwise, Washington State, anytime you leave your property and you're in public or at a store, restaurant, whatever, 90 days in jail or a maximum fine of $1,000. Guess what? I'm going to be spending some time in Washington State, and I absolutely refuse to wear that muzzle, that outward symbol of surrender to a globalist, leftist, anti-constitution, unconstitutional, unlawful law. That's something I'm willing to go to jail for 90 days for. Absolutely. Because the lawsuits, look, William Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, already said no emergency warrants. The Constitution is not suspended. The Constitution does not go away. It's not invalid just because there's an emergency. But here's the thing. There is not even an emergency because of the upticks in cases supposed COVID-19 cases, which they have no credibility anyway. We've caught them so many times over and over. It's been documented. People dying of all kinds of ailments and being attributed to COVID-19. When the medical workers that were there were saying, this was not COVID-19. That's not what was suspected because we couldn't get them tested. So we'll just write it up as COVID-19. So they have no credibility. We've survived how many pandemics, real pandemics, over the centuries, and not one of them ever required destroying our economy because of it. But this is what's happening. In Washington State, there are a couple of sheriffs, actually, that are objecting to this, saying they're absolutely not going to enforce this. This is unconstitutional. It's unlawful. It's not necessary from a medical perspective. And Governor Jay Inslee is just beside himself over it. Well, Sheriff Snazza, said, "My frustration is we continue to listen to the governor's request without asking questions, without saying, well, wait a minute. There's the other side of this, and in particular, wearing the mask, which has led to all kinds of other issues and other debates." But during the news conference on Wednesday, Governor Inslee responded to the sheriffs and said, "I think we have to be disappointed." He's going to tell us how we should feel, right? "I think we have to be disappointed in any law enforcement officer who would encourage illegal behavior." That's a strange statement coming from this governor. He added that mask wearing is about demonstrating our respect and care for the other people around us. Now, this is a pro-abortion, pro-sexual deviant governor who supports the introduction of sexual deviant educational material to be pushed in front of kindergartners. These are the type of people that support having your child sit in the lap of a transvestite while they read them a story about homosexuality at the public library. And this person is going to preach to us about morality and doing the right thing, and shaming us for supporting a law enforcement officer, or shaming the law enforcement officers who would encourage illegal behavior. Actually, the illegal behavior is a governor who's passing an edict stretching a emergency clause authority way beyond the scope of what the intent and purpose of that authority was. This is an abuse of power under the color of authority. And he's going to preach to us about respect and care for the other people around us while they are murdering babies. You have no grounds to speak about caring for other people while you are supporting, funding, and defending the murdering of babies. Just zip it. You've got nothing to say that we need to hear, want to hear. You take care of that. You stop the murdering of babies in your state. Then you can start to talk to us about caring about other people. I want to share something because in Idaho, the governor there in red state conservative Idaho, they have a governor, a total rhino, voted in by the increasingly leftist southern part of the state. Very similar problem as what Washington and many other states, Oregon, many other states face. So we need patriots. We need pastors. We need men of God to be standing. We need men of God to be speaking these things from the pulpit and not shrinking back from the argument, hiding from the fight, trying to make everybody hold hands and sing kumbaya and get along. And they need to draw hard lines in the sand. They need to speak what needs to be spoken. And they need to draw hard lines, and we need to back them. So here's an exemplary example of leadership. And this was handed to me a couple of nights ago by a patriot. In matter of fact, you know what? Let me give you a plug. Let me put a plug in for this business over there in North Idaho on Highway 95. the name of the business is local only, or only local, only local. I mean, organic vegetables, meat from buffalo to beef to yak to goat's milk and cheese and handmade items. All of the stuff is only local, grown locally. And this is a market called Only Local. Wonderful Christian patriot people that run this, and they're worthy of your support. Go out of your way. Look, if you got a store that won't let you come into the store, I would drive to the border of Idaho to get gas, to get groceries, to everything else from this point forward. So there's one. If you're in the area, you want to go over to have to live like real Americans, like real free people, and you want to make a trip over to Idaho and go to a restaurant, stop in at Only Local. I think that's the name of it. I'm almost certain of it. Yeah. Only Local. Beautiful little log building there in Sagal, Idaho, south of Sagal on 95. But he hands this letter to me that was handed to him by a pastor and a county commissioner in Bonner County. This pastor, I talked to him, but I didn't know who he was. And so I haven't really been formally introduced to him, and I've been meaning to do that, and I'm going to do that here very soon. But he writes an open letter, June 25th, an open letter to Governor Brad Little. I challenge a pastor in Washington State to duplicate this and send this to Governor Inslee, and to call for him to repent. He needs to be called to repentance. So I'm going to read this letter, then we'll take a quick break. We've got some things to talk about with this red-green axis, Islam and communism merging together as part of this revolution, this insurgency, this insurrection that's taking place in America, aside from all of the conspiracy theory. Which is what the SPLC will try to smooth all this stuff over by saying, oh, these guys, a conspiracy theory about communists and Muslims taking over. These guys are wackos. They're right-wing extremists. Yeah, well, we really don't care what you think about it. We really don't care what communists think about us. So here's the open letter to Governor Brad Little. Let me start out by saying that I have the utmost respect for the office of the governor of the great state of Idaho and the person elected into that office. Having said that, because of the turn of events this year, you have been put in a less than desirable situation. As governor of Idaho, you had to take some precautionary steps for the safety of your citizens, and we all appreciated that. Once the science and the medical facts started coming forth and it became obvious that this was less than a quote-unquote catastrophic pandemic, your recent choices have obviously been orchestrated from someone or somewhere else. Your stay-at-home order not only violates the United States Constitution, but also the Idaho State Constitution. I search my heart for the right words, but you can only be inclined to look back into history of the founding of our nation. I do not believe I could say what my heartfelt feelings are in any better than a quote from American history in an open letter that a pastor from Ipswich, Massachusetts, named John Cleveland, wrote to General Thomas Gage on June 17, 1715, and published for all to see in the Essex Gazette on June 13th, 1775, 245 years ago this month. I find no more fitting words to describe our recent choices and actions than this. Quote, "Thou profane, wicked monster of falsehood and perfidy, your late infamous proclamation is as full of notorious lies as toad or rattlesnake of deadly poison. You are an abandoned wretch. Without a speedy repentance, you will have an aggravated damnation in hell. You are not only a robber, a murderer, and usurper, but a wicked rebel, a rebel against the authority of truth, law, equity, the United States Constitution of Government and Law, the Idaho State Constitution, the 44 counties of Idaho, and humanity itself. End quote. Can I get a hallelujah? Well, I'll continue on here. The last paragraph. Had we an attorney general worthy of mention, he would have mentioned that, but I'm sure he helped write the stages of opening you so willfully pushed forward. The very people you took an oath to serve, you have abandoned, caused irreparable damage to. You have caused many to lose all they had and spent their lives to build and save. I pray daily for our leaders as the scriptures instruct us all to do. I can only hope you become the honorable leader we elected you to be, or step down and pass the torch to a true leader. Respectfully, Steve Bradshaw, Bonner County Commissioner and Pastor of the Kokolala Cowboy Church. This is a beautiful demonstration of the type of leadership we need for this time and this season, who can discern the times that we are living in and, under the authority of God, call out people who are acting unlawfully, who are accusing us of acting unlawfully. I'm thankful for men like this. We need more of them. If you're out in the audience, I want to implore you to step up to the fight, because that's what this is. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com, Patriot-owned business, where they make Kydex holsters, custom Kydex holsters, and magazine carriers here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at Works.com. Stay right there.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's Great Redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt, segment two, short segment here today in the next few minutes. I want to cover some stuff, but this segment was brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com, fully furnished suites at the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake in the beautiful little town of St. Mary's on the St. Joe River. Great weekend to get away. Idaho is the new free zone. It's not just the American Redoubt. It's shrinking. It's shrinking. But need a place to stay for your weekend getaway, then RiverfrontSuites.com is the place to check out. I want to point back to, as we talk about this insanity that's taking place, actual lunacy, and the people in charge as they war against God and our Christian heritage. Job 12, I love this. I keep thinking back to this. Job 12, 24 and 25 says, "He takes away," talking about the Lord, "he takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man." They're just doing absolutely wild and crazy stuff. But there are some good people that have a lot of discernment, a lot of wisdom, that are watching. They're watchmen on the tower. The Center for Security Policy has always done a great job of this. I've used their material a lot, or referred to it. Talking about the red-green axis. Go to centerforsecuritypolicy.org. Type in the red-green axis, an existential threat to America and the world. And I mean, it is an existential threat. It's not hyperbole. It's not rhetoric. It is, it's not mere rhetoric, I should say. It's actual research. Here in this is just really wild. We're going to talk about this tomorrow night on the podcast. Lady Liberty and I have been really discussing this. There's a lot to talk about. The Muslim and Marxist marriage, Islam and communist marriage, really to war. This is going to come down to the dividing line is Jesus Christ. That's the dividing line. This is where all this is headed. It's not just, you know, environmentalists versus, you know, people that are not environmental. It's not just the farmers against the environmentalists. It's not just white against black. It's not rich against poor. This is Satan and his minions against Christ and his followers. This is what it comes down to. They want to eliminate law and create chaos. Satan is chaos. God is order, right? Well, we have law enforcement, and that bears the sword for a reason. Romans chapter 13 says it's to uphold the righteous and pursue and go after the wicked, to punish the wicked, right? They want to take the swords away from our soldiers, from our servants, from our police. Minneapolis City Council now has approved the measure to abolish the police force. A 12-0 vote will not automatically dismantle the department, but is a first step in a long legislative process that will ultimately need popular support by city residents in a November election. That's what they're pushing for. Now, I can't see this really going through, but I don't know. Look at the people that were elected in there. That speaks a lot about the electorate. They want to eliminate the police. They want to usher in, get this, the high Muslim populations. They want them to be able to police themselves through community action and education and culturally police themselves. In other words, this is all soft speak for ushering in Sharia law. That's where this is going. And in Seattle now, where, by the way, all these businesses now are filing a class action lawsuit. We got trapped inside the perimeter of this lawlessness, this anarchist, communist, free love fest that the mayor calls it. It's anarchy. It's insurrection. And the mayor won't do anything about it. So now there's a class action lawsuit. And we're talking about this red-green axis, this Islamo-communist coalition. There's an article here, Natural News. It's actually all over the place now. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, friendly Hamas-linked group CARE. She's very tied in, openly tied in with CARE, which is the Council on American-Islamic Relations. So there's a lot to explore. There's a lot we're going to be diving into tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We're just out of time. So you guys have a blessed rest of the week. Be safe. Hey, there's a gun show. There's a gun show over in Coeur d'Alene. Check it out. The Spokane Fairground. I think the Fairground. I'll check it out. Look over there in the Coeur d'Alene Post Falls area. I believe it's at the Fairgrounds, but double check before you roll. All right, guys. God bless and take care of yourselves. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.